Good morning. Candle lighting this evening, 4:09, Mincha and Maariv at 4:10. Having said yesterday that there is a priority when deciding on the material for the Chanukah fuel, that it should be clear. The first priority for everybody being that it commemorates the miracle, that should be oil. That notwithstanding, the next priority is that it should be clear. So one might think, okay, if the priority is spreading this miracle far and wide, you want the light to be clear, I'll set up a bonfire or the equivalent on a candelabra. I'll get a huge flame. But we're told that there should not be more than one wick woven together like we have at Havdalah, because that's like a torch. But there should be separate individual lights. So we now have this third priority, which is a major priority, not just that the light should be clear, but the message that you are trying to make clear is that there is a small light that you can see. Because, of course, the priority of Chanukah is to communicate not just that there was a massive triumph, but that triumph was rooted in a small group of committed Jews who stood up against injustice. And really the message of Chanukah is not just that good will out, so to speak, but that we as a small people have the power to make immense difference. And that's why we have these little wicks that shed a clear message, not just that there's light in the world, but light can be made from the smallest of places.